This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Habayim. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We are continuing in Mishneh Brura, Daf HaShavua. Kol HaShoyne HaLochos B'chol Yoyim Muftach Loi Shuben Olam Haba. So, we're learning Siman Daled. Now, in the beginning of Siman Daled, the Mishneh Brura brought down two opinions as to why we wash our hands in the morning. The Rush and the Rajba. The Rush says our hands are busy, and therefore, for davening, you got to clean them. We mentioned that according to the Rush, not only would you make a bracha by Shacharis, but you'd make a bracha by Mincha and Marav as well. As opposed to Shitas HaRajba. The Shita, the Rajba, is the reason why we wash our hands in the morning, is because in the morning we're a Beriach Hadasha, we're a new creation, we inaugurate our service of Hashem by washing Netilas Yadayim. The Mechaber has never spoken about the inyan of washing your hands three times to remove Ruach Ra. We are now being introduced to this concept. Sif Beis. You should be careful to pour the water on your hands three times. Lahavir ruach ra shishar alayhem, to remove the bad spirit that resides on them. Says the Mishneh Brura, Yedakdek, why should you wash your hands three times? Ki michutz me'atamim azkar b'siv katan aleph. Besides the Rush and the Rajba that were mentioned in Siv Katan Aleph, shetzarach lito yadav latfila, they have to wash your hands for tefila. Tzarach lito gam mishum ruach ra hashar al yadayim. You also have to wash your hands because of the bad spirit that resides on your hands. So this is a separate reason entirely. You need to wash your hands three times to remove the ruach ra. Ach hecha dahanatila hu mishum ruach ra levad. If the washing would only be to remove the bad spirit, Chazal never would have enacted a bracha. Because this is a Kabbalistic practice, and Chazal would not have been masaking a bracha to remove the ruach ra. That's why you need the other reasons. The other reasons say that you need to make a bracha. This reason requires you to wash your hands three times. Says the Mishneh Brura, la'areis aleim, to pour on them. V'yitzleim l'chadchila ad perek hazraya. L'chadchila, you should wash it until the joint of your arm, until the wrist. V'mein lo'y mayim, let's say you don't have enough water. Dayad kishrei etzvois, if it's enough to the joint of your finger, the final knuckle. V'tzarch lifshoit ha'kapois, you should stick out your palms, k'mi shereitzel l'kabel davar, like somebody who wants to receive something. This is sourced in the Sefer Seder Hayom of Rav Moshe ben Machir, who's the author of Maida Ani. V'yagbiyem k'neged arosh, you should raise them up commensurate with your head. In other words, you should raise up your hands when you wash the Negel Vasa. This is not talking about Netilas Yadayim Shachris. This is talking about removing the Ruach Ra. There's some Kabbalistic reason, if I remember correctly, the Seder Ayom says, Va yinatleim, va yisaim. There's a connection between washing your hands and raising them up. Okay, so this is an interesting halacha, or at least a recommendation, that when you wash Negel Vasar, you should position your hands as if you want to receive something. And the question is, so what do you want to receive? I believe the Seder Ayom says the Tumah is being exchanged with a Tahara. So it's like you position your hands like you want to be Mekabel Tahara. Okay? This is a very interesting point. Now, gam toiv l'hadiach piv. It's a good idea to rinse out your mouth. Not only because the guy next to you would prefer not to engage in conversation with you in the morning until you do so, but besides that reason, the Mishneh Brura doesn't say why. Let's see in the Ber Hetev. I believe it comes from a Rajba, namely that your mouth should be clean before you say the name of Hashem. So now the nafkamina here is when you rinse out your mouth in the morning, you should be mechavein. You're cleaning out your mouth so that your mouth is betahara so your mouth is clean, so that to be able to praise Hashem. Yeah, in the Dirshu, the Mishnah Berurah he quotes Mishnah Berurah later on, Simchat Lamed Zayin, he brings the name of the Beis Yosef, that you're going to be saying the Shem Hagadol B'Kedusha V'Tahara, and therefore you should clean out your mouth. Uvetainis Sibur Lo Yadiach, on a public fast day, you should not rinse out your mouth. There's a very interesting Ber Heitev over here. Ber Heitev says that when you wash your right hand, you should say Yod HaGedoyla. Your left hand, Yod HaChazaka. When you rub your hands together three times, say three times Yod HaRama. When you fill up your hands to wash your face, you should say Yadav Galilei Zahav. When you wash your face, you should say Roishoy Kesem Paz. When you wash your eyes, you should say Einov Kiyonim. When you wash your jaw, you should say L'chayov Karugas Haboisem. When you wash your lips, you should say Siv Soisav Shaishanim. When you dry your face, you should say Ufneyam Pnei Adam Ufnei Arye El Yamin. And by doing so, you will be Moitzechein Be'inei Koroyav. The thing is, Rabbi, so we can't really do this. Number one, if you're in the bathroom, you can't say these psukim. Number two, you didn't say Berchas HaTorah yet. But the main idea is that a person has the ability to elevate himself, where every part of his body is a tzelem elokim, and there's a chashivus in the avodah of washing each part of the body. Now, you should wash your hands three times. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shalosh Pamim. Va'afilu shoyfei char b'pam echad emoil. Say three times, I'm going to pour 50 gallons on each hand in one time. No, that doesn't help. Ki eino ruach hoylech ela b'shalosh pa'amim. The spirit does not leave unless you wash it three times. Dehainu pam achas al yad yamin. One on the right, v'achar kach al yad smol. And then on the left, ad shalosh pa'amim b'seirugin. Alternate. Right, left, right, left, right, left. If I remember correctly, the Seder Ayoyim says the reason for three times is that there are three different ruchos ra'os that reside on the hand. Okay, that's an interesting idea. Now, so according to the baseline halacha, you're washing it three times. Uva Sefer Masarav Kasav, in the Sefer Masarav, they bring from the gra, arba pamim, four times. Shalish pamim lahavir ruach ra, three times to remove the bad spirit. Varavias lahavir amayim shenidmu, and the fourth time to remove the tameh water. Now, here's the shayla. We know Kabbalistically, when you wash your hands for bread, you don't alternate. You do two on the right, two on the left. But for Nagel Vasser, to remove the Ruach Ra, you alternate. For the fourth time, where the purpose is only to remove the Tamei water, do you need to alternate? Or I just washed my left hand the third time, so now I'm here already. So I'll wash the left hand the fourth time, and then back to the right. So Chaim Kanievsky says, you're allowed to do that. There's no Indian of alternating for the fourth time, but the minog is to do so. Now, tzorach lahazir lanoshim sheyizaru b'netil tzidam shosh pam b'seirugin k'mayanoshim. You need to encourage women to wash their hands three times, alternating like men, especially because they're the ones making the breakfast. The gam kihem esakno sam macham. They're making the food. Shleitamu b'dem. We don't want them to be metame the food. Gam yeshlizar shehaktanim yitlu yedeim b'shachas. You should also warn and encourage ketanim to wash their hands in the morning. You know why? Kinoigim b'machal. They're going to be touching their food. Uvenegias ah. They're going to be touching the food. Now there's a big shaila. At what age should a kid start washing his hands? Because according to this, that there's ruach ra, then maybe a kid who's 1.5, does he have to wash negavasr? Because again, negavasr, this is not a halacha. If it was just a halacha, then when they reach the age of chinuch, they would have to wash their hands. But this is a matter of them spiritually contaminating the food and then ingesting it. So then any child should have to be required to wash negavasr. So the Dirshu brings down that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that the truth is that before bar mitzvah, it's not such a big inyan of washing negel vasser, based on the Zohar. Namely, you don't really have nishmas Yisrael. The Jewish soul does not come until a person is bar mitzvah. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says further, the minog is to be mekel, that a katan shaloi higeh lechinuch does not have to be strict about negel vasser. However, someone who is Zohar from a katan, from the day of his mila and on, Kadai Sheyamar Lai. Rav Yaakov Emden says that even though the minhag is to be meikel less than the age of chinuch, one who's machmer miyom hamila is recommended to be machmer even on a little child. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden says some say not only is it recommended but it is required. Rabbi Yashiv is quoted that you should be makbid to wash a kid's hands from the time he's able to walk. In the Sefer Kuntres Mitzvos Chinuch, he brings that one should wash the hands of a child from the time that he understands when you talk to him. Reb Chaim Knievsky says that one should wash the hands of a child from when they start touching food. If they're touching a bottle, they're not touching food yet. If you're feeding them, they're not touching food. From the time you put them in the high chair and you give them the Cheerios for them to eat as the finger food, that's when they should start washing Negovasser. Reb Chazon Hirsch says even before. The point here is very interesting. It actually takes two extremes. On the one hand, this is not just a halacha, it's a matter of safety. In other words, the ruach ra could be damaging spiritually, and therefore, even though other mitzvahs, you're not teaching the kid to say a bracha, you're not teaching the kid to do any other mitzvah, but this you do want to be careful about. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch Harav has a kula, the other way, that the way that this ruach ra comes is when there's a vacuum, when the neshama leaves the body. But the Jewish soul doesn't come in the first place until a child is bar mitzvah and perhaps a little bit earlier from the age of chinuch. Now, accordingly, the Mishnah Berura says, uvenegias akum b'machol b'lein until sidam ein lachosh. Let's say you go to the bagel store and Jose is handling your bagels. You say, Jose, do me a favor. I want you to wash negelvasser and make sure you wash alternating, serugim, and then he washes. He said, no, the Gra says a fourth time also to remove the no. There's no inyan of negelvasser on akum, deloy mekabli tuma, dena mekabli tuma. But then where you have an issue is, you go to Israel. If the guy who's making your bagel, he's not an observant Jew, so now you have a problem here. We've got a problem, you sin, because did he wash negelvasser in the morning? So then if he didn't, so in America, most people who handle your food are wearing gloves. But in Israel, the concept of hygiene did not necessarily make it to every food establishment. So the question is, do you need to throw out the bagel? So let's see the first bir halacha. The bir halacha says, Yedaktik l'arsalei ma'im shalosh pa'amim, ay mishan bruha. Even if he only washed his hand one time, the ruach ra left that hand. Now, you would assume that a guy in the morning, by the time he got to making your bagel and cream cheese, he's washed his hands at least one time. I believe Rabbi Avadia writes a svara that in all likelihood, he's probably, over the course of the morning, washed his hands three times. I mean, most people, when they go up in the morning, if they go to the Beis HaKiseh, they're going to end up washing their hands, and they're going to rinse out their mouth, and while they're rinsing out their mouth, they'll probably wash their hands, and they're going to brush their teeth, and they're going to... So, at least one time, it's almost for sure, and it's very likely they'll end up washing three times anyway, but that's a leniency. Sif Gimel. Lo yiga biyadoi koidem netila lapeh. And now we'll talk maybe more tomorrow about b'di'evet, what do you do with food that somebody touched before negelvasser? But Siv Gimel, la yiga biyadoi koidem netila lapeh. Don't touch your mouth before negelvasser. V'loy lechoitem, don't touch your nose. V'loy laznayim, don't touch your ears. V'loy la'inayim, don't touch your eyes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, koidem netila, m'neisha ruach ra shal yadayim yuchala hazik le'ilavarim. The ruach ra on your hands could damage these evarim. The Mishnah Berurah says later on that if you do it with if you want to get something out of your eye, you could use a tissue, but not to touch directly. Now this is a big chiddush. V'loy lo einayim, v'yesh li zar afilu al gabei einov mi b'chutz emefshalai. We hold, we're machmer like the achroinim. Not only should you not put your finger in your eye, but even on the eye, on the ear, on the nose, you should also avoid on top of anything that has a orifice. Let's start the next sif, and we'll do the bir halacha on it tomorrow. Sif Dalet. Afilu mi shenatal yadav. even someone who did wash his hands. So he's allowed to touch his orifice. There's one orifice you should avoid touching too much. Lo yemashmesh b'fi hatavas tamid. Don't touch where you excrete from constantly. Because it could lead to hemorrhoids. Lo yigav b'mekayim hakaza. Don't touch a place where you let blood. Shemishma shayad mazik l'chabura. Touching it too much, like your mother always told you, don't scratch. You're just going to make things worse. You're going to get it infected. It says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu. Now, v'koydim netila, before you wash negavas, yesh oisim l'ligav v'yatavas afil b'mikra. Don't even touch the place that you excrete from, even occasionally. V'chein la'ama b'makam anekav afilu humnasoy, or even the male organ, where the hole is, even if you're married. Because wherever there is a hole, it could bring in the ruach ra. V'chein k'haygavna b'makam nekav akaza, or the like regarding a hole of bloodletting. Ki az yuchal ruach ra lahazik l'chol nekav shabaguf. Because then the evil, the bad spirit could damage any hole in the body. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Rabbi Yisai. Thank you very much for joining us today. Wishing you all bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great day. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.